Hi, Julie. Hi, Haman. Hi, Patty. I'm looking at your face and reading Haman's name.
Good morning, Donna. Yes, he'll be here in just a moment.
Patty, are you sure you don't want that little cat?
Thank you for the offer. Oh my goodness, was she ever a precious little thing. But, you know, yeah, we have a new member to our family. We just added, boy, less than 2 weeks ago now, I think, something like that. Anyway, she's doing fine, though. Wonderful. But, yeah, one at a time is good.
Yeah. Yeah, she was trying to get into the house this morning and getting up and looking in the windows and...
Oh, boy, yeah. So she's still hanging around. She needs a home, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Or somebody will be kind to her.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have slight allergies also with cats, but I can tolerate one.
Yeah, that's the same with Toe. We've had cats twice, and he actually is allergic to them. Mm-hmm. So he's a lot happier physically if we don't have one in the house, but... Mm-hmm. And we've been, you know, we're feeding birds now, so I don't really want to encourage a cat because that doesn't go to well. Cats and bird feeders don't go well together, at least from the bird's perspective and from my perspective. The cat maybe thinks so. But. Good morning, Laura. Good morning, Neely. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning, Donna. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Jessica. Hello, Sheila.
Good morning.
Honorable Tenzin Lamu.
Morning, everyone.
Hola, Fernando.
Hola.
Marcelo. Hey, Anthony.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Ah, we don't have any.
Hi, Susie. Morning, Robbie. Hey, Patrick.
Good morning. Watching Susie comb her hair.
It's wet, so I have to tame it before it dries that way.
Good morning, Alicia.
Buenos días, Ale. Un abrazo para todos. Gracias, sí. Estuvimos con problemas con los megas los últimos dos fines de semana, así que por eso no me podía conectar. Gracias, igual.
Good morning, Jill. Hey, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you at the center?
I am at the center, yes.
Lovely background.
Surrounded by Taurus. That's how I'm happy.
Yeah.
That's how we're all happy.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Morning, David and David.
Donna, how is reopening the center going?
Well, all we're doing right now is testing out technically, being able to watch on YouTube. Gessler's going to continue to teach from his home Gompa on Zoom. And so we're hoping to open it up in July for people to come physically be here so we can have, you know, we can socialize, we can be in community.
That will be a grand day.
That'll just be on Sundays. And I guess we have a meditation class on Thursday mornings. It's very small, so slow.
Who is there with you now, Donna? Who else came into the center?
Chris Baranski and Sandy Carlson. Okay, I just got a text from Geshe-la that he is not feeling well today. Venerable Lama is going to start with what we had intended to start with this morning anyway, which is a Medicine Buddha practice that she will lead us in. And then when we finish our preliminary prayers, we'll just talk about, have some discussion about whatever we want to talk about, maybe Medicine Buddha, maybe some other topic. We're winging it this morning. So go ahead, Venerable Lama, and get us started. And
thank you, Donna. I'd like to, be very thankful, grateful for the Kadamba Center for giving us this opportunity to get together and continue our practices. It's very auspicious. And also, we should maybe set our intention, our motivation for doing this practice today, so that all sentient beings may meet in all their lives a perfectly qualified Mahayana virtuous friend. And may that perfectly qualified Mahayana virtuous spiritual friend lead us to liberation from samsara and, of course, enlightenment in this life and all our lives. May all sentient beings on the prayer list benefit. May there be world peace. May there be an end to the coronavirus. South America, India, Nepal. And of course, to be free from all sicknesses. May they live in communities and with minds full of compassion, great compassion, bodhicitta. And may all sentient beings realize emptiness in and out of meditative equipoise. And may they be liberated from samsara. May great advances and progress on the Mahayana path. And when they pass away from this life, may they be born on a lotus, qualities complete, continue all their, to receive the teachings from their spiritual guide, in the pure land of the Buddhas, and remain there until they attain their own Buddhahood. And may all sentient beings have pliancy, physical and mental pliancy, have every happiness and joy. Be free of every problem, complication, pain and suffering, disease. And their environment transformed into a pure land with wish-fulfilling jewels and trees whenever they need or want anything, may that item be placed close beside them. May they live with freedoms and riches and every leisure and opportunity. So Geshe-la asked me to begin the practice not with the usual Sunday prayers, but with the meditation, with the Medicine Buddha practice. And so what I'm going to do, Geshe-la is really wants all of us to learn the names and the mudras of each of the medicine Buddhas. And so to start the practice, we're going to start with the first three including Medicine Buddha. So what would be, so I'm going to share this image of the Medicine Buddhas. Okay, and as you see, first there's Medicine Buddha at the very bottom, and then there's one that is red, King Clear Knowing by the Blood Supreme with Emotional Dharma. And then above that is the Lotus Ocean Proclaimed Dharma, which is pink. And then above that, oh, and so that would be the first three that we would do. Okay, so usually what we do with the visualization is we start by visualizing first Medicine Buddha and then going up.
Excuse me, Venerable Lamo?
Yes?
For the translation, can you speak slowly?
Sorry.
That's okay.
So we'll start from the very bottom in our visualization, starting with Medicine Buddha at the bottom, and then go upward all the way to the top. And then for the actual practice, when we say the names of the Medicine Buddhas, we're going to start at the top and go down until we end with Medicine Buddha. So for today, we're only going to do the first three bottoms, starting with the visualization of Medicine Buddha, so that we can follow Geshe-la's wishes to try to remember the names of the Buddhas and their colors and their mudras. So that's how we're going to start. Okay, so I'm going to this. So this is the visualization. Above the crown of our head is the lotus. In the center of the lotus is a white moon disc. And seated on the moon disc is our root guru in the form or aspect of Medicine Buddha. Medicine Buddha is, and his body radiates blue light. His right hand is in the mudra of supreme giving, which is like Tara, just an open hand, and holds the stem of an arura, which is a medicinal plant. His left hand is in the mudra of concentration and holds a bowl filled with nectar, same as Shakyamuni Buddha. Above Medicine Buddha is King Clearly Knowing by the play of supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma. His body is red in color. His right hand is in the mudra of supreme giving, and his left hand is in the meditative hand mudra. So it's very similar to the one Medicine Buddha. And then above him is Melodious Ocean of Proclaimed Dharma, whose body is pink in color and is in the teaching mudra, just like the way Lama Tsongkhapa is pictured. And so we begin the practice, try to remember the colors and the mudras. Okay, and then we're going to start at the top with Melodious Ocean Proclaimed Dharma, who is pink in color and in the teaching mudra. So then, as you recite the names of the Medicine Buddha, visualize each Buddha dissolving into the next one, starting with the one at the top, which is Melodious Ocean Proclaimed Dharma. So after we say these mantras, then imagine that the, this Buddha is going, is dissolving into the next one. So we'll say this seven times. To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. True Guru, Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. True Guru, Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, melodious ocean of proclaimed Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. So that was seven. Now we're going to visualize that melodious ocean proclaimed Dharma dissolves into the next one, team clearing, knowing by the play of supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma. Okay, and since we have plenty of time, remember that his body is red, and his right hand is the mudra of supreme giving, and his left hand is in the meditative hand mudra. So it's very similar to Medicine Buddha, but without the arura plant and without the bowl. Also, let's say this seven times. True Guru, Bhagawan, Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, keen clearly knowing by the play of supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, keen clearly knowing by the play of supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, keen clearly knowing by the play of supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, keen clearly knowing by the play of supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, keen clearly knowing by the play of supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, keen clearly knowing by the play of supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, keen clearly knowing by the play of supreme wisdom of an ocean of Dharma, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. Now visualize, keen clearly knowing by the play of supreme wisdom and ocean of Dharma, dissolving into Medicine Buddha. I think most people are familiar with this Buddha, mudra. True Guru, Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, Medicine Guru, King of Sapphire Light, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessing. To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, Medicine Guru, King of Sapphire Light, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagawan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, medicine guru, king of sapphire light, and prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, medicine guru, king of sapphire light, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, medicine guru, king of sapphire light, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, medicine guru, king of sapphire light, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. To Guru Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly complete Buddha, medicine guru, king of sapphire light, I prostrate, make offerings, and go for refuge. Please grant us your blessings. Now we're going to recite the mantra. So as you cite, visualize the medicine Buddhas in a circle at the center of your heart, radiating infinite rays of healing light that pour down completely, filling your body from head to toe. They purify all diseases and afflictions due to spirits and their causes, all negative karma and mental obscurations. In the nature of light, your body becomes as clean and clear as crystal. Then healing light radiates out to all sentient beings and the six realms. Okay, so now we'll say the verse of praise one time. Let's see. You know, I think I have this, let's see, in Spanish too, so let me.
Venerable Lama?
Yes.
We've had a request to show the mudras. Maybe we can do that after we finish the prayers. So we can see maybe the medicine Buddha Tanka a little more up close so people can see the mudras.
They're not exactly like the one.
Oh, okay.
And also, it'll just be blurry. I can show you something that I found. So let's do this.
We can do that next week. We'll do it next week. Give you time to get it together. Sorry.
I couldn't find the first one because it's the mudra of three refuges, and I couldn't find that one. So anyway.
But I found the other ones.
Okay. So let's say this verse of praise. Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms. Dispel of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to medicine Buddha, lapis light.
So let's say this 21 times. We'll say it three times, the first three out loud and the last one out loud.
Deyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, Adza samugate suha, teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, adza samugate suha, teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, adza samugate suha. Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha. And now this is the dedication due to the merit of these virtuous actions. I quickly attain the state of medicine Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. So this, you can find this in the medicine Buddha puja. So you might, if you have that in Spanish, this is exactly what it is, except that it probably says in the state of Guru Buddha, but we change it to Medicine Buddha, Sangye Menma. And then these two verses are from the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, you know, our dedication from that. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. Okay, so that's the end of the practice. And so let me go up here again. And okay, so Melodious Ocean of Acclaimed Dharma, who's, he's at the top. Okay, let me see. Sorry. So King Clearing, knowing by the play of Supreme Wisdom, Ocean Dharma, who's right above Medicine Buddha, is red. And he has a very similar mudra, similar to Medicine Buddha's mudra of supreme giving. And his left hand is in the meditative hand mudra. And then above him is Melodious Ocean of Proclaimed Dharma. And he's in the teaching mudra. Okay, so stop sharing. Let's see. Okay, so now, you know, continue with some of our morning prayers. Let's say the four measurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Okay, now we have the verse of praise and mantra for Chenrezig. He's a Buddha of great compassion. So remember, just review. So Om liberates from pride in its light. Ma, in the mantra, Ma liberates from jealousy in his green. Ni liberates from doubt in his yellow. He liberates from ignorance and is blue. Meh. I'm sorry, I'm going too fast. So Om is light for pride. Ma is green for jealousy. Ni is doubt, yellow. head liberates from ignorance and it's blue. Meh liberates from attachment and it's red. Hum liberates from anger and it's black. And Geshe-la also says that when you can also visualize this as liberating you from, for the practice of six perfections. Okay, so let's say the verse of praise together. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, his head a perfect Buddha crowned in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chen Reishi, all seeing one, I prostrate. And Geshe-la, this visualization is to visualize His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, as Chen Reishi, inseparable with Chen Reishi. Or you can also visualize your guru. Okay, so we'll do 21 of these. We'll do the first three and the last one together. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Okay, now we have the first of prayers and mantra for Arya Mother Tara. It's green in color. Okay. So let's read the verse of praise first. And we'll say this mantra seven times. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Tule liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. And so we'll just say this seven of these. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Okay, so delete Anna for spiritual.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Venerable Lamo. And David Mackliff, one of our senior students who teaches the Meditation 101 class, has very kindly agreed to lead us in a meditation. So, David, I'm going to turn it over to you. If you are ready.
I think I am. Can you hear me all right, Donna?
Sure can.
Everybody? Okay. So we're going to do just a little purification meditation. If everybody would sit comfortably with your back straight and just breathe naturally. You can focus your attention on your breath. And just let your mind rest comfortably on the in and out of the breath. When your mind is calm and clear, try to create an altruistic motivation for the meditation. Think about doing this practice for your own benefit, but also for the benefit of all sentient beings. Think about how you're taking the time now to do the meditation, to develop your mind, become wiser and kinder, and able to benefit everyone. Now visualize in the space above your head a white ball of pure, transparent, formless light. Spend a moment to think about the presence of the light. The light represents all the teachings that we've had, the gurus and Buddhas, all goodness. The love and wisdom and the fulfillment of your own highest potential. Now imagine the light decreases, the little ball decreases to the size of about an inch in diameter. And this ball of pure light descends to the top of your head to your heart center. Still containing all this universal goodness, love, and wisdom. From your heart center, it begins to expand again more slowly, and slowly spreading and filling your entire body. As it does, all the solid parts of your body dissolve and become light. Organs, bones, blood vessels, tissue, skin, everything becomes formless light. Now concentrate on the experience of your body as this body of light. And thinking that all your problems, negativities, and hindrances have been completely purified. And you've reached the state of wholeness and perfection. And just kind of rest in that feeling of serenity and joy. And if a thought or distracting object should enter into your mind, just let it dissolve into the light. And slowly allow the light to grow. Gradually filling the entire space that you're sitting in, the entire room. you can continue to allow it to grow, encompassing the entire house or building that you're in, or maybe your whole neighborhood. And imagine everything that comes in contact with that light becomes purified and at peace, joyful. If you can continue to imagine, you can continue to allow the light to grow, maybe encompassing your town or the city or even the state or the entire globe. Anything coming in contact with it becomes joyful, peaceful, all good. Then you can slowly bring your mind back to your current presence. Dedicate that meditation to the happiness of all living beings. Donna, I'll give it back to you.
Okay, thank you, David. I think that that actually makes a really beautiful ending to our morning. That was a little different than we expected it to be, but very beautiful. So, Venerable Lama, maybe we can do our dedication prayers.
All beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits.
May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power. May people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers. Verse 4, His Holiness the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chen Reishi Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. Then the one for the long life prayer for Sarah J. Tenzin Rinpoche Jason Lo Sandalak. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience, received the name Avatare. The one with great precision, who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. Now the one for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please live long, and of course for the long, healthy, happy lives of our geshes, Geshe Gelug, Geshe Sangpo. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Venerable Lama. Thank you, David. Thank you, Ali. Thank you, everyone, for staying with us and patience and enjoying this morning. So have a wonderful day.
Thank you all so much.